Lay back on your pillows, Edwin, and I'll tell you a story. The woman sat in a chair beside her young daughter's bed, her eyes intense. She'd been much older than most of the women she knew when she'd been blessed with her only daughter. Now, her days were rapidly coming to an end, but she must prepare her baby girl for what was to come. Death always came early to the women in their family, and she and her daughter would not be exceptions to that rule. Edwin, a tiny child at 6 with blonde hair and green eyes, laid back and nodded that she was ready for the story her mother was about to tell her. She was a sweet, obedient child, and the old woman, who some referred to as a witch, was thrilled to have her. She had been past childbearing age when the girl was born, but she'd always known the child would come. It was destined. Long ago, before the Romans came, we Druids were the only people who lived here in the country we now call England. It was not a peaceful place, but the people here knew what to expect. They worshipped the ancient gods and goddess in the way we only worship the one true God now. She stroked her daughter's hair away from her face, her voice weak as she spoke the words. She knew she was dying, and her daughter must learn about her role in the things to come. Edwin nodded.
And we go to Mass now, instead of sacrificing animals.
That's right. The woman swallowed hard, trying to keep the girl interested in her story by making it relate to things she knew. There were many gods and goddesses. One of the gods, Thunor, the god of thunder, had a child with a woman, Rowena. The human knew she was having the child of a god, and was sorely disappointed when the child Thurston was born human. He had some slight powers that set him apart from other humans, but he was nowhere near as powerful as his father.
Was the child good or evil?
The little girl's eyes were wide as she asked the question.
Well, that's hard to answer. Most people aren't born good or evil. They tend to become good or evil depending on who is around them and how they're influenced. Thurston was not evil, but he was told from the day of his birth that he would be the man to rule the world.
She studied her child, making sure she was paying close attention to her story.
When Thurston grew up and had children of his own, he realized he wasn't in a position to rule the world, so he taught his son that it was his job to rule the world, and he taught his son, and his son taught his son, and on. To this day, there are descendants of Thurston who believe it is their destiny to rule the world by any means, fair or foul.
Edwin made a face.
But no man is supposed to rule the world. That's God's job.
The woman nodded, a slight smile crossing her face.
Yes, it is God's job.
She held the little girl's hand while she continued.
Woden and Frigg saw the problems that would be caused by the descendants of Thurston if nothing was done. So they appeared to a young woman. She was only 15 and was going to be married. They told her that after her marriage, she would become pregnant with a girl. She would only have one girl child, and her daughter would have one daughter, and so on. There would come a time, after many generations, when the daughter would have three daughters all at once. Each of those daughters would have powers. The powers would be needed to stop the descendants of Thurston from taking over the world. With each generation, the descendants become more and more evil. By the time the three sisters are born, Thurston's descendant will have nothing but evil coursing through his veins.
But, Mama, you said people aren't born evil.
Edwin scrunched up her face in confusion, trying to understand what her mother was telling her. The woman nodded.
And most people aren't, but these men are born evil, and that evil is fostered in childhood. And then they have children who are evil, and foster that evil even more.
She swallowed.
The three girls must each face a trial, and the trial will make her powers much stronger. The woman, who will give birth to the three daughters at once, has been born, and her destiny awaits her.
Edwin stared at her mother with wide eyes.
She has? Does she have special powers?
She knew her mother had the power to see, and she had always wished she was born with a special power.
No, she doesn't, but her daughters will.